This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1405. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded April 23rd, another country talking about dropping shortwave to North America. New frequencies from New Zealand, El Salvador, Netherlands. Reactivations from Mexico, Peru, Antarctica. A08 schedules from Slovakia and Croatia. And the propagation outlook. Ian Baxter in Australia tells DX Listening Digest that Radio Taiwan International's English service announced that upper management is thinking about closing English language shortwave transmissions to North America. This would refer to the WYFR relays at 02 to 04 and 07 to 08 on 5950 and or 9680. But at this point, it is only a proposal. If listeners to these services wish for RTI to retain shortwave, they should email RTI. Even in Australia, Ian says, it's the 0700 UT broadcast for North America that provides the best shortwave reception. So I'm very much in favor of retaining the shortwave service for North America. Alakesh Gupta spotted more about this on their website, english.rti.org.tw. Has the popularity of the Internet changed your habit of tuning to RTI? Should the English service continue its shortwave to North America or put more emphasis on its webcast? Comments should go to Paula, P-A-U-L-A, at rti.org.tw. I say, yes, we can listen on the Internet, but why in the world would we want to give up this extremely reliable, loud and clear shortwave relay, giving the WYFR transmitters a raison d'etre? Radio Nikkei in Japan does not broadcast in English officially, but nevertheless, you may hear some English, for example, on 6055. Ron Howard in California says on Saturday, April 19th, at 0830 to 09 UT was a program Let's Read the Nikkei Weekly, which is a mixture of English and Japanese, presented by both Japanese and Western announcers. They had key words and phrases and ads for language certification. The show is sponsored by the Society for Testing English Proficiency. More via their website at www.radionikkei.jp/LR/. Scott Barber in New Hampshire has been monitoring some of those new clandestine broadcasts for North Korea transmitted from the Darwin site in Australia. Heard until closing at 15 UT was Furo Sato no Kaze, a woman announcer with musical bits and ballads, and more announcements in Japanese. This was on 11775, where it said reception was fair on April 22nd, despite some interference from Anguilla. And then opening immediately afterwards on another frequency, 11690, and heard from 1501 until closing at 1530, was Nippon no Kaze, this one in Korean. They mentioned Australia and Taiwan. There were interviews and sound bites and bits of music as well. Dan Sheedy in California has an intriguing unidentified on 3370, where currently no shortwave stations at all are listed anywhere in the world. This was extremely weak, with bits of orchestral music and talk in an unidentified language, April 20th at 1339, and again when he tuned in at 1430. In a case like this, we wonder if it could be a harmonic or a mixing product from something closer. It doesn't work out to be a likely medium wave harmonic, but it could be a mixture of two stations, for example, in California. However, he doesn't think that's the case in his local area. So it might be something totally new from across the Pacific. More monitoring needed in our mornings on 3370. Some tips for hearing Myanmar in Europe. Zaharias Liangas in Greece heard talks, probably in the Bamar language and music, at 2342 April 18th on the split frequency 5985.8 and music after midnight UT. And also heard 3 days later by Martin Hrot in Netherlands measured on 5985.78 at midnight 31 to midnight 42 with the Padauk Miai program. It was heterodyning WYFR in Spanish on the even frequency. And he heard the other Myanmar radio frequency, 7185.08, at the same time, April 21st, midnight 31, opening with a female announcement and a Buddhist prayer. He says last year it was on exactly 7185, but now it's drifted up slightly, about 80 hertz, a clear channel but fading out by midnight 42. Ian Baxter in Australia has been monitoring the Papua New Guinea signal on 3290, which is listed as Radio Central. He says that's the way it's usually reported, but the programming was definitely Karai National Radio, which is to be expected since all the shortwave outlets of Karai are currently off the air. Those are the ones in the 6 megahertz band. He says it's at the same transmitter location as 4890, which has also been missing. He says, in my years of listening to Papua New Guinea, precedence at times of failure of any shortwave transmitter at Port Moresby has usually been for the Karai National Radio Service to take priority over Radio Central when a Karai shortwave transmitter goes faulty. Can anyone say for sure they've heard Radio Central programming on 3290 since 4890 has been off the air the last year? Patrick Robich in Austria replies, I think the Karai service is relayed when no local programming is broadcast. In January, I heard an NBC ID on 3335 announcing all the Karai frequencies, including 4890, but no mention of the frequency I was listening to, 3335. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan tells us that Radio New Ireland, 3905, sent me their own printed QSL card after 211 days for my report in English with $1 to the provincial director. The QSL signature is not clear due to the handwriting. And what about Wantok Radio Light, missionary station on 7324.96 in Papua New Guinea? The latest from Brian Clark in New Zealand, observed back on the air April 21st at 0914. After an absence, I last heard them on March 13th, although someone else may have heard them later at the end of March. Station ID and giving positive uplifting messages, a fair signal and best on lower sideband to avoid Firedrake on 7330. There's a media program from New Zealand you may not be aware of since it's from the domestic service, but it is relayed on shortwave called Media Watch. According to the latest schedule, it's UT Saturdays at 2110 on 15720 and Sundays at 1012 on 7145. Odd times, and so is the length, about 24 minutes. On April 16th, Radio New Zealand International abruptly switched frequencies on the 6 megahertz band, apparently to avoid interference from BBC and Firedrake on 6095. Now New Zealand's on 6170, starting at 13 UT in analog. They've already been using that frequency at other times in DRM. Adrian Sainsbury says there's currently no DRM service during an expanded period, 1200 to 1550 UT. At 1550, they switch from AM to DRM on 6170. And they've also been trying it on the same frequency between 07 and 12 UT. Something rather mystifying is that upon occasion, since it's April 21st, I've heard a DRM signal on New Zealand's frequency, 7145, when they're supposed to be silent after 1300 UT. Also reported by Dan Sheedy in California after 1400. Hans Johnson in Florida reported to Cumbre DX April 15th that WMLK was off the air in February, that's 9265, and is still off. The damaged antenna has not been repaired. I was told it would be a few more weeks at least. They also have a festival coming up, during which they will be off the air anyway, and we should listen to their internet stream. However, you could not get it to work via WMLKradio.net. Mark Phillips in New Jersey says DRM is within the gun sights of WMLK. I've been to their site and inside their new transmitter, which is still not on the air. They've established a set of fairly easy modifications to make it DRM compatible. When I last spoke with them, they were contemplating selling access to their airtime to help offset electrical costs. Hans Johnson says, The new transmitter has never been on the air. I was referring to their homebrew transmitter that they've been using for analog on 9265. By the way, you may still hear a U.S. station on that frequency at certain times, WIND. XERTA in Mexico City is quite irregular. You may recall they were off for months from 4810 and then came back for a while on 4800, and then that disappeared. But now something is being heard on that frequency. Besides Guatemala, Bob Wilkner in Florida posted on the NASA Yahoo group, tentative XERTA, testing with nonstop romantic music from 0845 April 22nd with an excellent signal blasting in. Scott Barber in New Hampshire also heard this, April 22nd at 0955 until 1010. Continuous Spanish ballads, Pour de Fer, with Codar interference, but no ID heard. Mark your calendars. This year's Mexican National DX meeting will be August 14th to 17th. That's a different date than had been expected in Gómez Palacio, Durango, according to info via Magdiel Cruz Rodriguez in Morelos. That, of course, is in northern Mexico, not too far from the border. Stig Hartvig Nielsen from Denmark has been studying Spanish in Guatemala and doing some DXing while he's there. He reported to Hardcore DX that an El Salvador station is putting out a harmonic for medium wave 1080 on 2159.92, heard on a Sunday night at 0230 UT. It's Radio CRET, the letters CRET. Maybe something new because they said they were testing. Strong signal, might even make it to North America and Europe. Those mysterious music tests from Costa Rica from an Elcor transmitter vanished a few weeks ago from their usual schedule at 2230 to 2330 UT. However, on April 18th, Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica says after a couple of weeks missing, the transmitter in Guapiles showed up again, apparently on a new schedule, heard at 2145 UT. Terry Kerger in Florida tuned it in on April 21st. He heard it from 2126, but it went off at 2200, or rather it was colliding with WYFR from 2159, but it did not hear anything further from the Costa Rican transmitter on 5954.134. Anyway, if they're just testing for 1 hour a day as before, it would now be on between 21 and 22 UT, a lot further away from sundown and thus more difficult to DX. Luis Vallebueno in Durango tells Cumbre DX he was surprised to hear Radio Progreso, the Cuban network, before Radio Havana opened at 1055 UT. It gives the frequency as 6005, but I think it must really have been 6,000 kilohertz. And I also suspect the Cubans turned on the transmitter earlier than necessary and just picked up a domestic feed rather than broadcasting Progreso deliberately. But he was hearing it as early as 1032, April 22nd. Bernie O'Shea in Ontario points out that there's a four-minute overlap between RCI and Radio Republica on 6100. Of course, RCI, for reasons best known to themselves, runs all its domestic transmissions 4 or 5 minutes past the hour. The Mandarin service went off at 0204 UT. Radio Republica was already on at 0200, so they mixed for 4 minutes. This presents a problem, if we are to believe, that both of them are coming from Sackville, although not impossible. The earlier Radio Republica frequencies, 6135 and 6155, are believed to be coming from Rampisham, UK, although the station never says. So I ask Phil Refuse in Prince Edward Island, not far from Sackville, to monitor this and give us his opinion about where Radio Republica is coming from on 6100. He says, I believe it's from the same site as the earlier frequencies, since for him it was much stronger than Sackville, which of course is too close to skip in by regular shortwave propagation. Via AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, and internet, this is World of Radio 1405. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Dario Monferrini in Italy. Check our website for much more info, worldofradio.org. Chris Lobdell in Nassau says if you have Sirius satellite radio and don't know, World of Radio can be heard on Saturdays at 1730 UT on Sirius Channel 140, which carries World Radio Network, unless preempted by sports. And it was not preempted on April 19th, so get your DX News while driving. Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, has been hearing leapfrogging Spurs from Bonaire. From 4 to 4:30 and 5 to 5:30 UT, the Bonaire transmitter is carrying two different programs on 6165 and 6195. The two mixed together, putting Spurs on 6135 and 6225, which could be mistaken for legitimate frequencies. We've had a spate of reports of Radio Apinti Suriname lately on 4990. I wonder if this is because they are on the air sporadically, or because once someone logs them, lots of others try. In any event, among the reports, Bob Wilkner in Florida at 0930 to 940 UT, April 14th. Also in Nassau, Jim Evans in Tennessee, 620 to 640, April 17th. It seems reception is never very good, but if you're lucky, you may make out some announcements in Dutch, which couldn't be coming from anything else. But you might even hear them in English as well. Scott Barber in New Hampshire was listening April 22nd at 0452 to 0506 when they were in vernacular and English with some easy listening ballads, part of those also in English. There are two Peruvians listed on 4790, but lately only one of them has been active, Radio Vision in Chiclayo. But now Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia has also heard the other one, now called La Nueva Atlántida in Iquitos, April 18th, from 2258 until sign-off at 0230, with local IDs mentioning 4790 as well as FM 106.5. And at the time, it was clashing with the other Peruvian, Vision, which was up on 4790.2. Meanwhile, Dave Valco, Pennsylvania, and Hardcore DX had heard an unidentified on 4789.56, April 19th at 10.02, with screaming announcements at 10.10, but he could not get an ID. It seems that Vision is usually slightly above 4790, but it varies. He had it then at 4790.07, while Bob Wilkner in Florida had it on 4790.12, as he was hearing what is presumably Atlantida on 4789.6, April 20th from 23 past midnight. In the Nassau flash sheet, Rich D'Angelo, Pennsylvania, heard an ID from the Brazilian on 4905.1, other than what we would expect, so we're not sure which of the two stations it really was. The ID was Nossa Rádio, which means our radio, and I'm wondering if it's just a slogan rather than an official ID. This was April 17th until sign-off at 0258, and heard on the 19th as early as 0130. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, who monitors a couple of dozen Brazilians at a time, noted that Radio Cultura São Paulo has been missing from 9615. Well, that's because it's been jumping off frequency. We've had a number of reports of it below 9600 kilohertz. The latest coming from Celiro Mais' website. On April 13th, around 1840, it was heard on 9579, very distorted as well. There's also a pirate in Brazil, calling itself Radio Livre, or Free Radio, which says it transmits starting at midnight local time, early on Saturdays and Sundays. That means 0300 UT Saturdays and Sundays on 7695. The power is said to be only 50 watts. Oh yes, the name of the station is Cidade Olgis, which means City Velhos. And Célio Romais confirms that Radio Gazeta São Paulo is still being heard on two shortwave frequencies, 5955 as well as 15325 around 19 UT. The latter one also reported from Belgium by Maurits von Drischer at 1930 on April 22nd. Maurits von Drischer also keeps checking for Radio Nacional Arcangel San Gabriel in Antarctica, 15476. But it's been missing since at least the beginning of the year. It finally reappeared on April 14th. He was very happy to hear one of his favorites again. The time to hear it is between 19 and 21 UT on Monday through Friday only. Since then, there have been some other reports by him and also by Manuel Mendez in Spain after Gabon closes at 1900, but I've yet to see any new reports of it from North America. Via Mark Nichols, New Zealand DX Times, news about Radio St. Helena from Robert Kipp. He says, the first batch of 110 QSL cards for the 2007 transmission was dispatched on the ship on April 12th. More to follow. Don't you believe the Transworld Radio website, which we quoted 2 weeks ago, giving the schedule for their new medium wave in Benin on 1566. James McDonald in Northwest Nigeria says, the times are really UT, not UT plus one as they claim, so the transmissions actually begin at 0300 and 1700 UT. And it was monitored on their de-expedition in Italy by Giampiero Bernardini and Dario Monferrini until sign-off at 2215 in French. This was mixing as early as 1900 with India and South Korea. Our big news last week was the reactivation of Radio Africa Equatorial Guinea on 15190, widely heard until approximately 2230 or 2300. As I suspected, it was only a temporary reactivation. It turned out to last exactly 7 days, and no sign of it since. So the last day it was heard was April 17th. KimAndrewElliott.com says there's disconcerting verbiage about the VOA Botswana relay. This was published in Mgegi in Gaborone, Botswana, April 21st. The first thing Zimbabwe is going to do in case of civil war is to come directly and destroy the Voice of America offices in order to cut off any possible communication with the Pentagon. DX Mix News in Bulgaria provides the A08 schedule for BBC's Darfur Salam service in Arabic, beams southwards from Cyprus. 5 to 5:30 on 12015 and 13650, 17 to 1730 on 15515 and 17585. Media Network says that Radio Netherlands has changed two of the three frequencies for the English broadcast to South Asia from 1400 to 1557. Madagascar, 9890 down to 9885, and Tajikistan, from 9345 down to 5830. Bill Hodges in Georgia, far from the target area, says 9885 is an improvement. Radio 700, a private station in Germany, has begun testing on 6005 with 1 kilowatt. Dave Kenny in England, British DX Club, heard it from 1020 on April 20th with a fair to good signal, a mix of German and English pop music. Mount Origella says the transmitter site is in Krakow, Germany. And I think there's bound to be co- and adjacent channel interference unless they choose their hours very carefully. It's a little early for most North American listeners, but I've noticed that Radio Prague's English broadcast at 21:30 comes in quite well on 11600. No, it's not a relay, but direct from Czechia. Thanks to DX Mix News, here's the complete English schedule of Radio Slovakia International for 27-minute broadcasts. 16:30 and 18:30 on 5920 and 6055. At 01 to North America, 5930 to South America, 9440. And at 07, 9440 and 11650. Patrick Robic in Austria tells us that Croatia has closed down most of its medium wave frequencies, 774, 783, 1125, and 1143, leaving only these for Glas Hrvatski, 1134, and in DRM, 594. Also off the air is Radio Osijek on 1557. As for shortwave from Croatian radio, DX Mix News Bulgaria gives this A08 schedule for the broadcast direct from inside Croatia. These are not the relays from Germany. 0457 on 6165, switching at 0757 to 9830, and at 1357 until 2056 on 6165. Then they fill out the rest of the 24 hours with a 10-kilowatt transmitter instead of 100, on 3985 variable. All these for Western Europe and North Africa. As classical music disappears little by little from U.S. public radio stations, we're delighted to hear of classical music being added, that is, to webcasting, thanks to the Voice of Israel. Tony Rosenzweig says that they've finally begun webcasting their classical music service, the only network which was not streaming before, Kol HaMuzika. You can reach it via www.iba.org.il/KOLHAMUSICA. BBC News carried a story that there is an Islamic group which has suggested that Greenwich Mean Time should be replaced by Mecca Mean Time, since obviously Mecca is the center of the world, and Greenwich Time was imposed on the world by the British colonialists. However, since the concept of standard time dates back only to 1888, it seems to me if we go on to Mecca Mean Time, it should be based on solar time, rather than standard time, exactly 1 hour from other zones. That would make it a lot more fun to convert in other parts of the world. Another argument they make for making Mecca time the worldwide standard is that magnetic north and true north are the same at Mecca, further evidence that it is the center of the world. Well, it is close to the zero declination line. However, this wanders all over depending on where the north and south geomagnetic poles are. The eagerly awaited IB shortwave schedules are now available. These are compiled each season and made available free on the web by Eike Bierwirth in Germany. Very comprehensive schedules of shortwave broadcasts arranged both by time and by frequency. The website, however, has changed. You can get to them via www.eibispace.de. And our gratitude to Eike Bierwirth for this excellent service. This is mainly about the international bands, although it does cover some international broadcasts on tropical bands. But there is another publication which just came out, the Domestic Broadcasting Survey number 10, compiled by Acker Peterson of the Danish Shortwave Club International. This is about domestic broadcasting on shortwave, whether on the tropical or international bands, based heavily on actual monitoring, and updated as of April 15th. It is available only for sale. You can read more about it and see some sample pages at www.dswci.org/dbs. Hermann Bull, compiler of the European Medium Wave Guide online, has been running a contest with some nice prizes and some rather difficult questions, but you may want to give it a try. It's www.emwg-contest.org. The deadline is April 30th. Finally, some good advice from Robert McEntee in Texas. Since so many services are closing now, I'm making a point of emailing stations and offering some feedback. At best, it can only forestall the demise of shortwave broadcasting, but I wonder if any other SWLs do this, to be counted and valued as an audience. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued April 22nd. ANKNC is peaking at 20 and 5 May 2nd, dipping to 5 and 2 April 26th to 30th, and May 8th to 12th. Solar flux dropping from 75 to 70 by May 2nd. And so concludes Another World of Radio, number 1405, with a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.